Welcome to the Heartland Worship Center podcast, an audio experience to help you grow in your relationship with God. Visit us at hwcagra.com for more great content.
Let's pray this morning because I am a little nervous. Lord God, thank you so much for what you're doing in the lives of the people in our congregation. Lord, for what you've done in hundreds of students' lives across the state of Kansas at camp the last couple weeks. Lord, I pray that you would reaffirm what they have learned. Lord God, that you would help them build habits and you would help them to continue to grow towards you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so I'm going to just take a minute and point out something that may be pretty obvious to you. I am not an athlete, okay? I have never been an athlete. I have always been, you know, like I did one sport in high school, and it was cross country, and that is the one sport that requires zero hand-eye coordination, okay? Because, you know, the worst I can do is trip over my feet, but I can watch them and make sure that I, you know, like I'm not stepping on something, and, you know, unless I got distracted, I pretty much didn't slip. So I am not coordinated. I am not an athlete. And even in grade school, this was true. Grade school PE was like, you know, I had a love-hate relationship with it. Like, you know, you love it because you get to go run around, do whatever you want, but you also hate it because there's moments like, you know, like rope day. Do they still do that? I don't know. It seems really dangerous. But like your PE teacher a couple times a year will lower these ropes down, untie them from the wall, and then everybody stands in a line and watches, you know, watches each other climb this rope. And there's always some people who climb all the way to the top. And first of all, that seems extremely dangerous because if they, you know, fell, they would, there's just them and a little wrestling mat between them and a concussion, but whatever, whatever. And then, you know, there's kids like me that are like, okay, you can go ahead of me in line. Like, okay, I got this. You know what? You go ahead. So I'm letting people in front of me in line. I get up to this rope. I put my little arms around it, and I jump up on it, and I'm like, aah! And I'm trying to climb this rope, and I try with all of my might. Every single time, I try with all of my might, and every single time I get done, and it's like me and my other classmates who are not athletic at all, we're standing there, and we're like, we're so ashamed of our little second grade arms that can't pull us up this rope. And at the moment, I'm like, why is it that, you know, these athletic people in my class, why are they able to climb this rope, and I can't? Why can't I do it? Why? What is the difference between me and them? You know, like, but looking back, I realize it's probably the difference between, you know, going outside and running around and playing and, you know, sitting around watching TV. That's probably the difference. My mom is so embarrassed. She's like, that's not all she did. I'm just kidding. The difference is between trying, stepping up to the plate and trying and training to do something. 1 Corinthians 9:25 through 27. All athletes are disciplined in their training. They do it to win a prize that will fade away, but we do it for an eternal prize. So I run with purpose in every step. I'm not shadow boxing. I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should. Otherwise, I fear that after preaching to others, I myself might be disqualified. You see, some of us treat our walk with God in the way that I treated rope day in high school. We go. We're at church. You know, we try to have a relationship with God. Other people around us probably watching, and we try so hard, and we can't figure out why the people around us are having breakthroughs and we're not. Why can't I deal with this situation like this person is? Why am I not able to worship God in the way these people, like that freedom? Why can't I have that freedom? Why can't I make myself go to the altar and pray? The difference is trying and training. So the title of my sermon is Quit Trying. And I hope you guys understand the sentiment behind that. Quit just trying. Start training. So how do we train? How do we train to win an eternal prize? I think like most of my youth group left to go help in children's church, which is awesome because, hey, look at those people. But we did a sermon series last year called Sunday School Answers. Do any of you guys remember that, the three of you who are in here? Yeah? Okay, so what are the Sunday School answers to this question. How do we start training? What do we need to do? Oh, don't leave me hanging. Pray, yes. Say yes to Jesus. Spend time with God. Spend time reading your Bible. So studying God's Word. 1 Corinthians 3:16 through 17. Oh, second. Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry, Trish. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip His people to do every good work. God uses His Word to train us. We need to talk to Him. I'm going to breeze through these real fast because I haven't even gotten to the meat of my sermon and we're kind of running out of time. And I know you guys are very gracious with that, so I appreciate that. We need to talk to Him. 1 Chronicles 16:11. Go to church. Spend time serving. But no matter how hard we try to do these things, we will continually fall short if we don't learn to train to win the eternal prize. So we need to, first of all, train with discipline. Hebrews 12:11. No discipline is enjoyable while it is happening. It is painful. But afterward, there will be a peaceful harvest of right living for those who are trained in this way. I don't enjoy cleaning my house. I know some people get a lot of joy out of that. Not me. I would rather be doing, you know, like making my house messier with lots of crafts. But if I have the discipline of cleaning up my house, I have the benefit and the reward of not being mortified when somebody stops by. Do you guys know? Does anybody know what I mean? Am I the only one? In the same way, we need to be disciplined in our walk with Christ. It can't just be, oh, I'll clean when I feel like it. Oh, I'll read my Bible when I feel like it. Oh, I really don't feel like going to church this morning. My baby was up 3 times last night, and she's never up that often. I just don't feel like it. Too bad. If we want to train with discipline, we need to train with discipline. Even when it hurts, we need to do it. An alarm or something that triggers in your brain to remind you to spend time with God. Discipline isn't easy, but it will bring a reward, a peaceful harvest of right living. Train yourself with discipline. Train yourself with determination. Okay, so the difference between determination and motivation, it's pretty subtle, but motivation is the general desire or willingness to do something, and determination is firmness of purpose. So you can either generally desire, you know, like, yeah, it would be nice. You know, I just got back from camp. I just got back from this great church service. Pastor Chris said something that really resonated with me. I feel so motivated to go make that change. But when something comes along, you're like, you know, it would just be easier not to. Determination is having that purpose in mind, and you are determined. You are dead set on reaching that goal. James 1:12, God blesses those who patiently endure testing and temptation. Afterward, they will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love Him. It's easy to be motivated when things are going our way, when we can see that our discipline training is helping us. But when we are going through testing and temptation, that is when we need to train with determination. We need to patiently endure. And when we are able to do that, we will receive the crown of life that God has promised us. So we need to train with discipline, we need to train with determination, and we need to train together. And this is a great point of what Stacy had the kids do this morning. We need to train together, we need each other. Ecclesiastes 4, 9 through 12. Two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help. But someone who falls alone is in real trouble. Likewise, two people lying close together can keep each other warm. But how can one be warm alone? A person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. Three are even better, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken. You need to find a buddy. This is true of anything you're trying to do in life, but especially true of our Christian walk, because you will go through trials and temptations. You will go through difficult times. You need a buddy. When I was living in Hayes, working at Gutierrez, I had this friend, Adriana, and she and I decided that we were going to work out together. Now, I've had workout buddies before in my life, and most of them have been a lot like me, where it's like, you know what? It's early. I'm okay with my body. It's fine. And it's good to be okay with your body. I'm not trying to preach that. But Adriana was different. And she was different because she scared me. Okay? Really, I could call my friend Kylie and be like, you know what, let's not go to the gym today. And she'd be like, yeah, you're right, we shouldn't go to the gym. But Adriana, I was not making that phone call, okay, because she scared me, just a little bit. But apparently I scared her too, because of all the time we spent working out together, we only canceled on each other. I think she canceled on me twice and I canceled on her once. And that's why I didn't cancel the second time, because I wasn't about to let her beat me. You need somebody in your life who's going to hold you accountable. You need somebody in your life who you can be honest to, and it can't be somebody that's going to be like, you're going to be like, oh, yeah, I messed up. I slipped into that sin I've been struggling with, and they'll be like, you know what? That's all right. That's okay. I sin too, and yes, we all sin. No, you shouldn't be wallowing in guilt, but you need to repent. You need to turn. You need to feel bad for a minute at least, right? Okay? Okay. I know I'm not preaching a popular thing, that you need to feel bad for a minute. You need to repent, you need to turn around and walk away, and you need somebody who's going to motivate you to do that, who's going to make, you're going to sin, and you're going to sin. But somebody who's going to, in that moment before you sin, you're going to think, oh my goodness, if I do this, I'm going to have to tell them. Well, either I'm going to have to tell them, or I'm going to have to sacrifice this honest relationship that is the best relationship I have with, another person right now. So either I'm going to be honest, or I'm going to sacrifice my relationship, and is this sin worth that to me? You need somebody to be with you. James 5:16, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. You need a buddy to train with, someone that you can call out to, someone that can help you up, that you can confess your sin to. And it's not a one-way street. You need to be that friend. You need to be that person that helps somebody up, that person who calls people out, calls them to the carpet and says, hey, I know that you really struggle with lying. Have you lied to anybody today? I know that you really struggle with this. Somebody who you can be that person to. Develop those relationships. Just trying is not enough to get you through. To go from trying to training, you need to train with discipline. You need to set that trigger. You need to be determined that you're not going to fail, and you need to have someone with you. We can't do this alone. Goodness, I breezed right through that. I never write my altar calls because it never works out that way. Even if I were to read them, it wouldn't be right. We all need something more than trying. Go ahead, Leanne, thank you. Sorry. If all you do is try, all you do is feel like you've failed. And that's not the relationship that God has called you into. If all you do is you just try, you end up like me off that rope feeling ashamed, feeling alone, even though there are other kids in my class who failed just as miserably as I did on the rope. You feel alone. Training builds you up. It prepares you, like Pastor Chris talked about last week, about the UMC fighter who he did all his training beforehand, so he knew when he got in the ring that he had done everything he could do. And that's what we need. We need to know that we've done everything we could to build that relationship with God. Let's bow our heads together. If you feel like you just keep trying, and no matter how hard you try, no matter what you do, you can't get this right. You feel like you've been struggling and your struggle has been in vain. You feel like you've been trying to climb that rope, but you've just fallen off. And you feel like trying is not enough anymore. I want you to spend just a moment with Jesus. God, what can we do? What are you telling us to do? Because you don't bring condemnation. You bring, your kindness leads us to repentance. Because Lord God, God, you want us to change, but you don't want us to feel like failures. Because God, you want us to continue to train in righteousness. Lord, I pray that you would begin to develop those relationships in our church, Lord God. Because a cord of three strands is not easily broken. And there are people here today who need a friend. Someone they can confide in and trust that'll just stay between them. Lord, I pray that you would build this church into a place where people can meet friends like that. Jesus, you've called us, but you will equip us. And Lord, I pray that you would help us Jesus, bless our church. Let us be a place where people train. They train to be more like you.